Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities. Donate today at hot969boston.com/help.
B-Pod Studios.
This is the second date update on the 10 with Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. The Get Up Crew.
Hot 96.9.
What's up, Jacob?
I've been seeing this girl, Dana, and I think we've been hitting it off. You know, things are going really, really good and everything. I'm taking her out to places. I don't mind paying. I took her out to pizza the other night. Let her get as many toppings as she wanted. Didn't ask any questions, you know.
Wow. Pineapple?
Oh, my
pineapple,
God.
Pineapple, that pushes it, but, you know, if the lady wants pineapple, I'm cool with
love
it.
Love pineapple.
Know?
What a gentleman.
Little well-done pizza, pineapple.
Focus.
It's the best. You know, nothing like a little sweetness with your sausage, you know
That's
what I mean?
Sorry, that was
the train
not,
is going no, off the rail. Listen, you called us about a girl, not pizza toppings.
It's easy to confuse the two because I love eating, if you know what I mean.
Wow.
But anyway, no, check out. You can tell that I like to have a good time. I make sure my date is very happy. I mean, I even bought her, you know, we even shared a six pack together with that pizza because you got to wash it down with something, right?
Right, right. This is beautiful. Did you bring her back to your trailer?
Oh, my God.
Is this where you had the meal?
a true gentleman doesn't talk. You keep talking if you want.
Okay. What do you? How do you think you messed up?
Well, I don't think I did, because you can tell I'm a fun guy, right?
Mm-hmm.
But for some reason, I thought we had like a real connection. We've been going at it for a little while, but all of a sudden, I'm getting ghosted by this broad. She's not returning my call or nothing.
So you're saying that everything was fine. So when we call her, and if she picks up and says, I'm not into him, and we ask her why, you don't think she'll say anything crazy? She'll just say, we just didn't have a chemistry or something?
Yeah, I mean, I felt the chemistry, so I don't know if she has met another guy. I didn't do anything wrong. I just want to know because it's driving me crazy.
All right. Well, we'll try and give her a call for you next, and we'll find out.
Let's roll the dice.
All right. Second date update on the tens. It's funny. We just talked to this guy, Jacob, and I feel like he wants us to call this girl Dana to see if she'll go out with him again. But I feel like as if she's not into him, this guy could be Melissa's soulmate, because they were bonding over pizza toppings.
Six packs.
I don't know why, but I feel as if Melissa said, do you want to do a date at the Encore Casino?
No.
He'd be all for it.
Stop it.
We might not want this to work out with Dana. Maybe Jacob is meant for you. Who knows? All right, Jacob, stay quiet. We're going to call this girl Dana now, okay?
Hello.
Hi, is this Dana?
Who is this?
Dana, it's Ramiro, Pebbles, and Melissa. We're calling you from Hot 96.9, the radio station. And the reason we're calling you, this early, I can explain really quick. Just let me explain. We got your phone number from somebody. It's a guy who likes you, and you know him. I'm going to tell you his name, but first let me tell you why we're calling. He wants to ask you out on a date. So we're asking you on his behalf on a date. And if you say yes, we'll let you pick the location of the date, wherever you want to go, all that stuff. And we'll set it up. We'll pay for all the food and the drinks that you and this guy have. And you just see if you hit it off with him. No pressure besides one date. And like I said, I can tell you his name too.
Yeah, let's start with that first.
He already went out with you before, according to him, and he's very confused as to why you're not getting back to him. His name is Jacob.
Jesus Christ.
You don't want to do another date with him just to see?
Nah, I'm straight.
Can you tell us what it is that you don't like about him? Just so we can get back to him and let him know. You know, he seems very, he couldn't figure out what it was on his own.
All right, he's like, get ready, get cute, we going out tonight. So, you know, I put my dress on, my heels on, and we pull up to the scene, and it's a buffet. We go in there, and it's a bunch of old people that he doesn't know for some retirement party for some free food. Like, She was weird. I'm
Wait,
good.
Hold on. Slow down a second.
What?
I'm trying to figure out if I'm following you here. He took you to a random person's party that he didn't know?
Yes.
Wait, Dana, come on.
Okay, hold on. Wait, Jacob is on, Dana, Jacob is on the phone. He heard where you...
Oh,
and,
God.
Jacob, could you please explain?
Yeah, I got no problem. And Dana, I didn't know people there per se. A friend of my friend Tommy told me that his buddy was retiring and he couldn't make it. So I thought I could represent, and I'd show you off, Dana. Come on, you're like a trophy witch. You're one of those beautiful ladies.
Represent my ass, dude. Like, who does that?
Yeah, and not to mention, who are you showing her off to? You don't know any of those people. Yeah.
Well, you know what it's like. Romero, you walk into a place, you want to have the hottest chick, and I know for sure I was going to be having one of the hottest chicks there.
Is this something that you do, Jacob? You just, like, bring girls to random places where you don't know anybody?
Yeah, it's a good time. I do retirement parties. I've gone to weddings. I've done graduations. Even, you'd be surprised how much of a good time you'll have at a bar mitzvah.
Do you do funerals?
I'm not a scumbag. Come on. Oh,
you know? Are you sure?
On the line.
I'm trying to get into your mindset, and the weird thing is I kind of understand what he's saying. Okay, so Dana, would you like to go to another retirement party? Perhaps a graduation?
Ooh, hell ooh. No.
Maybe you go to a housewarming or something like that.
Dana, it's a small bump in the road. Don't be so judgy. Come on, we're like
Andy.
We're like Jack and Andy. We're smooth together.
I'm good, honey.
I've given you some of the best pizza and beer you've had, and this is what you're going
to
do?
Tomorrow on the second date update on the 10th.
All right. Before you start dating, make sure that you're completely over your ex-boyfriend or your ex-girlfriend or your ex-husband or your ex-wife or your ex-whatever, because otherwise you're going to be talking to us definitely for the second date update on the 10th. We got a new one, Mañana 710, right here with the Ghetto on your throwback station.
Find more great podcasts at bpodstudios.com, the place to be for podcast discovery. Everyone deserves the right to basic needs. And for years, Direct Federal Credit Union and Katie's Closet have teamed up to help children facing homelessness and poverty. And now you can help too by donating to Hot 96.9 Sweats for Students. To give students in need life-changing access to clothing and basic necessities, donate today at hot969boston.com/help.